It's all part of making sure your boots do their job so you can do yours. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company, where you'll savor a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more.
Freeze spray!
It is the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland, and for Frank Opinion on this Friday. It's good to be with you. Now, this won't mean anything to you folks listening, but that's okay. I just noticed that I'm now the only person that has the antique headphones. Everybody else has got these little earbud things going on. I guess I need to kind of upgrade. I'm the only one that has the old school headphones.
Wearing
on.
A fossil over there.
Yeah.
You better get with the program,
man.
Buddy.
Yeah. All the cool kids
the times. Are
doing it.
Man. So out of date. All right, here we go. It's Colin Jeffrey. He has made it into the studio, and he is brought to you by Oric. They have locations around the St. Louis area. You can go to oric.com and check those out. A lot of neat products for you. And I don't know if I should say that. There used to be one on Lindbergh right there on Watson Road. I'm hoping that's still there. It's been several months since I've been down there. But I've popped in there before, and they have a lot of good stuff. And the Oric Home Care Centers proudly present Colin Jeffrey.
Hey, Colin.
Hello. How are you, Bill?
I'm good. You're going to talk Oscar stuff today, aren't you?
We'll talk about them some, yeah.
I thought about this earlier today because I know you guys give me a lot of trouble, but I don't watch a lot of movies, and I'm almost certain that I have seen nothing that's up for an Oscar. So I feel really bad.
I think I'm the same here.
Yeah.
You haven't seen anything that's up for an Oscar?
No.
Like Best Picture or like, any movies at all?
Like nothing.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Nope.
Transformers 4?
Nope.
American Sniper?
Nope.
I've seen two of them so far.
I'm not
Guardians
even
and not American even Sniper.
The last movie. The
something
last
more
movie.
Speak, Driving Miss Daisy in 3D.
The last movie I saw, I'm not even making this up, it was Anchorman 2.
That's a while back.
Yeah, it's
really?
Been a while. See, I don't go to the movies very often, yeah. No, so I'm sorry I won't be able to participate, but I will listen.
Why?
Okay. You want to listen? First, we're going to start off with a review of, there's a few movies coming out this week. The Duff, the designated ugly fat friend that stars a girl who was in Parenthood.
I heard about that last night. I can't remember what I was watching, but yeah, that's, what is it? The designated what?
Ugly fat friend. So they picked a girl
horrible.
Who is neither ugly or fat to play the Duff, which... Really?
Oh, yeah. That's always those cases in those movies where it's the ugly duckling, and then all of a sudden she takes her glasses off and gets contacts and redoes her hair.
Yeah.
All of a sudden she's a 10. It's amazing.
Exactly, yes. So
now, can I tell you something? When I'm here on Saturday night, there are a lot of people because we actually have a couple of businesses operating here. But that ugly fat friend thing, this is going to sound horrible, but man, that is true. That is true. How many times? Well, I'll look out the window and we'll see some just drop dead gorgeous gal, and then right next to her there's one or two, you know, not so.
Do guys have it, or is it just girls?
I think it's the women. Well, I'm not checking out guys, so I don't know. But
you know I mean,
it seems that every really really attractive woman has got, you know, the not so good looking gals around. Maybe to make her look better. I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Fair enough. Nope, that's fine. I did not see that, though. The movie I saw was Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
The guy from The Office is in that. What's his name?
Oh,
Craig Ferguson?
Yeah, Craig...
No.
Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson.
Yes.
That's
Craig
right.
Robinson.
I like him. I think he's funny.
Plays Daryl on The Office, plays
right.
Nick in Hot Tub Time Machine. This is the sequel to Hot Tub Time Machine. It's about a hot tub that serves as a time machine.
Hey.
There you go.
I saw the first one. The first one was really funny, I thought.
Yeah, the first one, if you sort of turned your brain off, it was dumb fun. It was you weren't going in looking for a great plot. And, you know, if you go into this one, I don't think you'll be too disappointed. Is it as funny as the first one? Probably not as funny, but it's still pretty good. The premise in this, if you haven't seen the first one, let me catch you up.
Please.
They went back in time to a great year when they all had the main characters, when they all had a great... they had a great year. One of the characters stayed behind, and at the end, when the rest of his friends returned to current time, he is now amazingly wealthy. That character is played by Rob Corddry. Well, this movie picks up shortly after the first film, and Rob Corddry is still filthy rich, and because he knows everything that's going to happen. And so he is rich. He has founded a company that, instead of being Google, his character's name is Lou, so it's Lugal. This is the type of humor you can expect from this film.
Almost like Biff in Back to the Future.
Exactly, exactly. Well, in this, Lou is killed by someone, and so they have to go back in time to try and stop his murder. But because they didn't have a better reason, they actually go forward in time, which is really back in time. Don't try and think about it.
More of that turning your brain off stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
Turn the brain off. Here's what you need to know about it. It is an amazingly crude film. Amazingly crude film. It has lots of jokes about male genitalia, and then it is slightly homophobic. For the second time, it has a scene in which two of the main male characters must entertain one another. That's a good way to put it, I guess. And
you're making a lot of hand gestures. Is that anything?
That's trying to figure out how to say it. And it's, you know, it's a bit misogynistic. If that doesn't sound like your cup of tea, you're not going to like this. But if you want to go and, you know, laugh, I think this is a good option for you. It experiences a few lulls in it. There's nothing to me about this movie that screams that it's really, really bad, but there's also nothing that says, oh, this is really good. It sort of loses the charm of the first one, I find, a little bit. That being said, it does something that comedies need to remember. You have to make people laugh at the end. You have to make them laugh at the end of a movie. Otherwise, you could have a great first 80 minutes. And if you don't laugh in that last 10 minutes, if it's too sappy sweet,
right,
they'll come out and they'll think it's not great. This movie has a lull in like the last third, but the last 5 minutes are probably the best laughs in the entire movie. And it's got, no one's seen 22 Jump Street?
No.
22 Jump Street had great ending credits where they made movie posters for the next like 15 films. And it was really funny. This has a great ending credit sequence, so you're going to leave and you're going to have just laughed. So, not great, not bad, with 5 being average, I give this a 5.
Wow.
That's exactly what it is. It's an average
movie.
Up
for any Oscars?
No. No, I don't.
I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if this ends up with a Razzie nomination next year.
Why don't they give comedies Oscars? How come they don't do that? I don't ever remember any like great, you know, hilarious slapstick sort of
Driving Miss. Well, not, but I mean, Driving Miss Daisy made you laugh. It was.
Why do you keep going back to that? Like I'm a fan, like a big fan of. I don't know that I've ever seen Driving Miss Daisy.
You should watch it. I think you'd like it, Bill. It's, really, you've never seen
was
it?
Was it Morgan Freeman? Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And Dan Aykroyd's in it.
I don't remember if I seen it or not.
He was Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh my goodness!
But yeah. I don't consider that a. I guess it's a comedy. I don't know.
It's comedy-ish.
The Academy, really? Yeah.
Too snooty
for that. Okay. Yeah.
Very rarely do you come out of a comedy and you're like, well, that really made me think about something in a new light. So that sort of misses that. So here's an interesting note. They actually wanted to name the sequel Hot Tub Time Machine 3. The idea being they went back in time and canceled Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
That's
and
funny.
That would have been a good wink. They're going to look at the camera a few times and be like, we're in on the joke too. So you know what?
I heard the studio goes, people won't get it.
People won't understand. Well, it's not about a plot, let's be honest. So, you know, go laugh. I think if you set your expectations appropriately, you won't be disappointed. But I got to tell you, if you are at all turned off by adolescent poop and fart jokes,
stay away.
This is not the film for you.
That's perfect for me.
There you go, Dan. Yes. This is big for you. 50 Shades of Grey is going to have another big weekend. So, you know, Hot Tub Time Machine's not going to stop.
I've heard more people say that is the dumbest movie they have ever seen, that 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, I haven't heard good things from anyone that's seen it.
Yeah.
Not a single person. And then if you need to be uplifted and feel good, go see McFarland USA. Kevin Costner plays a cross-country coach who turns around a small team. Go see it.
Whatever happened to the movie, and forgive me, I don't know this, but whatever happened to the movie that he was in town promoting? Did that
Black or White?
Did that do anything?
It made back its money. Oh. So, oh, I mean, it cost about $9 million to make, and, you know, he spent a lot of that out of pocket. Right. And it's going to be one of these movies. It'll do well in DVDs, like sales and digital downloads. That's where I think it'll really start making its money. But, you know, there's good family choices and good raunchy comedy choices, and then just raunch if you want to go see 50 Shades of Grey this weekend. But if you're like me, you're going to watch the Oscars. Now, you haven't seen the films. Do you still watch it?
No.
Watch the Oscars?
I'll watch, like, here's what I'll watch. I'll watch the opening, like, the monologue thing that they do. Who's hosting this year? I don't know.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Maybe I won't watch it. I'm not a big fan.
No, he's done it in the past couple of years,
yeah,
right?
It's too, like, Broadway-ish for me. He does too many, I don't know. But so I'll watch that, and then, like, maybe I'll flip back once in a while. But I don't know. I won't stay and watch the whole thing.
You should. I don't know. I like watching the Oscars. It seems a little self-important at times, but I still like watching it. It's the big deal. I've never heard anyone say who's an actor. When I grew up, I went on a Golden Globe.
Right.
You know, yes. So it's still the big one. No, it's kind of like,
I understand that.
It's kind of like watching postseason and not watching the World Series.
I think, I liked Ellen DeGeneres as a host. I like her. I think she's funny. Okay. And I thought she did a really good job. I think she took some heat last time for some stuff, but I thought the whole thing, I really enjoyed watching. I stayed tuned because I like her and I think she's a good host.
Yeah. The hosting is such a tricky thing because you're trying to please so many people. I didn't mind when Jon Stewart did it. I didn't think it was the greatest. I didn't think it was the worst. I'd have watched him do it again. But we're all going to watch regardless.
Who's the Family Guy? Family Guy.
Seth MacFarlane.
I thought he did okay. And people said that wasn't
good. Oh, yeah. They skewered him.
Oh, they hated Seth MacFarlane.
I liked him.
I liked Seth MacFarlane, too. But they hated him. The Academy hated him. And everybody else did. What did Ricky Gervais host?
The Golden Globes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And he did that for 3 years, and now Amy Poehler and Tina Fey have done it for 3 years, I believe, and they are done.
I think they're tremendous together.
Yeah,
they're pretty good.
They've got a movie coming out together this fall, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's a comedy, so should be good. But yeah, the Oscars. I'm a huge fan of the Oscars. You know, we always fill out the ballots. You know, I talked about it with Paul this morning. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of surprises this year. You know, it seems to be sort of two horse races in a lot of categories. But I did find something interesting out about the Oscars. If you are nominated and you don't win, they always say, "Oh, do you go home empty handed?" No, no.
You get those baskets that they
give
the
gift bag.
This is a special gift bag this year. Last year, the bag had a value.
Is that what they call it? Swag bag?
Well, that's everyone gets a swag bag just for showing up. And that always has like an iPhone, you know, with some diamonds in it or something.
Where do they put all that, by the way? Under their seat? Like when you're at the Academy? When you're at the awards?
I don't know. That's
because, you know, everybody gets those things when they
I assume they all have assistants who take them out to the limos.
Yeah.
Or they just hand it to you when you walk in the door.
I was reading something.
I'm saying. You know, when you're watching the show, you don't like see those by hanging around in the aisles or anything. Sorry. Stupid stuff.
I read something. The seat fillers. I read that they get paid $125 an hour.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Oh, so you're hoping this thing drags on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're hoping it's like 2002, and it was 4 hours
mean,
and 23 minutes
there
long.
For 5 minutes, do they do it to calculate it by that?
Yeah, how long are you seated? Well, you made $12.
Kramer was a seat
filler. Yes, I was just thinking of that. I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah.
You messed it up. But this year, so last year, this bag that the losers get, these are just for nominees that lose. They got a special bag that was worth $88,000.
Whoa! What's in the $88,000 bag?
Well, this year it's $150,000.
Oh,
because millionaires need $150,000.
Free stuff, yeah.
So let's go through some of it. The least expensive item in there is a $280 maple syrup package.
What?
I have no idea what that means.
Gourmet maple syrup.
But $280.
What the heck kind of maple syrup is it? Good grief.
Chip and Dale tap the tree for you. I don't know.
That's
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Wow. I know one of the guys on Shark Tank, that Kevin, whatever his name is, he's a olive oil collector.
Yes, of course he is.
And he collects $1,000 bottles of olive oil. So it does not surprise me that there, there's...
Yeah.
Expensive
well, that's like you talked
syrup.
About the cheese wheel the other day, too.
Oh, the Parmesan cheese,
There's food must be worse than
that. So you go to Denny's, you get that $4 value slam, and all of a sudden you get the $250 worth of syrup.
Then there is an $800 customized candy and dessert buffet that you get to set up later. A lot of these are not things, but they're gift certificates to use at a later date. So $800 worth of candy just seems...
So
outrageous.
I'm guessing a lot of these companies, they just donate the stuff in hopes that a celebrity will talk about
That's
it.
That's why I'm not saying their names. Gotcha. I have all the names here, but I'm not advertising for them. They get a $4,000 liposuction and fat reduction package.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Who is using this? Oh, Amy Adams, you didn't win. Here, take this liposuction package.
Wow. She's hot.
She is.
Yeah, it's It's ridiculous. They get $20,000 that is good for 1 year worth of car rentals from a company that only rents out Audis. It's an Audi-only fleet. $20,000. How many days of car rentals is that's like it's got to be 200 days of car rentals.
So how much anything on this list that somebody might actually use?
I would use that, I would think. This is one of the weirdest ones on here. They give a $6,200 donation from Halo Natural Pet Food that can then provide 10,000 meals for dogs.
So you turn around and donate that to somebody else?
Well, it's
no, it's a donation made in your name.
Oh, for God's sakes.
We're going to get to the fun ones now.
Ellen DeGeneres is involved with that, right? Halo?
What happened just now?
Is that a joke?
Was that a joke?
No.
What was the question that I missed?
No, nothing. Forget it. Ellen DeGeneres, I hear her talking about Halo all the time.
Oh, she's a spokesperson. Yeah.
There you go. $5,000 for what they call a couple's love shot. That comes with a choice of either an orgasm shot or a penis rejuvenation injection.
What?
Mm. Yes. Uh-huh. I have no idea.
Wait, a love shot? Is that what you said?
It's a couple's love shot is what it's called. It's a medical procedure. They get this in their package.
Or whatever.
I know no more about it. This is as much as I chose.
Google that?
I would not Google that. Couples love shot.
Start working on your acting skills, Dan.
How much do you get there?
That's a $5,000 package.
Wow.
Yeah, no idea. And then perhaps you get $20,000 for a session with a life coach, and she will discuss the nominee's 2015 horoscope, analyze their dreams, and teach them mind control techniques.
Nice.
A life coach?
And yes, and then you get a $25,000 piece of furniture that's been custom designed. There's more.
Okay,
things
there you go. Piece of furniture and some maple syrup. I think
everything else is absolutely insane. I don't know who uses it. So,
and that is in addition to the gift bags that they've already got
that I'm certain are worth thousands of dollars. So that's if you're nominated and don't win, you.
Well, that's even more of an insult. You've already lost, and then you get this bag of crap handed to you.
I don't think it's a bag of crap.
Yeah, no.
A lot of that.
$20,000 worth of life coaching.
Yeah.
It's right up their alley.
I don't quite understand it. There's been a lot of controversy around the lack of nominations for black actors, black directors, black actresses, all of these. And actually, last night, Conan O'Brien spoke about it on his show and had what I think is a pretty good line.
The Oscars are this Sunday. That's kind of a big deal.
It is. It's
yeah. Yeah, Oscar host Neil Patrick Harris said he hopes that the broadcast on Sunday will include a Kanye moment. That's what he said. Yeah, unfortunately, a Kanye moment may not be possible because that would require there to be a black person at the Oscars. That's the only problem.
So there you go. Conan O'Brien weighing in.
There was an interview, I can't remember where I read it, some magazine, maybe it was Variety or something, and they interviewed an actual Academy member, somebody that has a ballot that got to vote. And she basically, and it was very interesting, she went through and she sort of went, I guess, category by category and talked about some of these particular controversies that you're referencing. And she basically explained why she didn't vote for this, that, or the other. And she just basically said, I guess the big one was what, Selma? Is that the? No, I haven't seen that either.
Selma.
And she said, she goes, you know what? I don't, I didn't like it. I didn't think it was that great of a film. And she's, you know, this is a woman saying this, not me, but she said that, am I supposed to vote for a movie because it has a black person in it, even if I don't like it? Is that what this has sort of come to? And I thought that was kind of an interesting answer. And she went on to say, describe some of the other things. All these Academy people are pretty snooty. I kind of get that, you know. But it was interesting to kind of read, because you never really, it's kind of like mysterious. You don't really know, I guess, all who's voting for, you know, the pictures or whatever. I don't know, but I thought that was interesting.
They've been getting more information. Cinema Blend, it's a website out there. They went and did an anonymous survey, and they found out that no Best Picture nominated movie was seen by 100% of voters. Hmm. The closest was Birdman. Only 2% of voters did not see that. But Selma, a full 10% of Academy voters, never saw it. Okay, here's my problem. These voters can see it for free multiple ways. They can go see it at a theater for free. They can go see it at screening rooms that are set up in Los Angeles just for Academy members for free, and they get a DVD mailed to their house.
Oof.
One out of 10 of these people couldn't take the time to go press play.
Yeah, well, that's a good
Frank
point.
Frank is a member of Screen Actors Guild. He gets these movies.
He gets, the golden stuff for the the SAGs. He'll get those. And
now, I would think if that's part of your, if you want to have that sort of responsibility to vote, then I think it's you need to watch the dang movies.
Have to.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting if people, and the question is, do they vote? Well, I'd have to assume if you're a voting member, even if you haven't seen all the movies, you're going to vote on the most important.
Right.
That's how Sotoguchi got so many all-star votes when he was
The lady that they interviewed in this piece I referenced a few minutes ago, she said that she was voting for Michael Keaton in the Birdman movie.
Mm-hmm.
But her answer was not because it was a great movie, because she felt like this was his last chance to win an Academy Award. So again, you have people who are voting not based, you know, nothing based on the actual movie. You know, because she liked Michael Keaton.
It's all political. Yes, it's all so political there. And
I don't understand it. And then just one last note about the Academy Awards. Meryl Streep picked up her 19th nomination as an actress. That's the most all-time. Jack Nicholson has 12. He's the next closest. So, yeah, Meryl Streep continues to pick him up. But that's pretty much all I have. We'll talk about him next week.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot.
Colin Jeffrey. Like, no music? No, how come you don't have any music or something?
You're supposed to sing it.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to sing
it. Paul sings it when I leave.
Sing? Oh, well.
He does.
Somebody hand me the lyrics. It's Colin Jeffrey. He's brought to you by Oric and the home care centers around the St. Louis area, oric.com. And thank you very much, Colin. I feel always bad when he's in here. And I'm in here because I never see any of these movies, and I feel like a big boob.
A big boob?
Don't get excited, Peon. I just was grabbing myself. We'll take a break when we come back. Speaking of Hollywood, I did an interview for Bill on the Road, and BillOnTheRoad.com is the website if you've never taken a few minutes to check that out. I think you'd enjoy it. It's a travel website, but it's not all about travel. I mean, if you don't like to travel, it doesn't matter. A lot of great stories on there, a lot of little fun features and things, but it's BillOnTheRoad.com. And so I did a interview. In fact, it's supposed to run this weekend on my Bill on the Road radio program, and it's with the folks that run the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And everyone who's been to Los Angeles probably stopped by the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Don't go there after 5 o'clock in the afternoon, by the way. You might get mugged. But it's cool. And you have all of these, stars that have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But most people have no idea what they cost, who gets them, how many there are. And it was really interesting talking to this gal. She's produced, I think over 600 different ceremonies, because they have a big ceremony for the stars when they get there, when they're inducted. And so I'll chat with her. You'll hear that it's a lot of fun, and that's coming up in a couple of months. And it's good to have you with us. I'm Bill Cleveland, in for Frank Opinion on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, he's up airborne. He's tracking the storms, and he's tracking traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we're going to stay up as long as we can. You know, on the way in, I had some sleet on 255 between Jefferson Barracks Bridge and Columbia. Then we had nothing, but now they said we might only be up about an hour. But, hey, this traffic report is brought to you by Sam's Club. They have gourmet-prepared foods at great prices, like creamy Monterey seafood lasagna for $14.98 or a delicious pretzel-crusted tilapia, just $10.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Looks like on the downtown bridge approach on eastbound 55 or eastbound 40, you're slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, you're at Park. Got a stalled vehicle on southbound 55 at Richardson Road that was blocking the right lane. Eastbound 70, a stall blocking the right lane at Grand. We have the usual slowdowns now on westbound 40, a little bit west of the Science Center through McCausland. Heavy 270 through Mason. Southbound 270 at the Clayton Road overpass, we had an incident that was causing a backup to Ladue Road. Going to be out there and check that out in just a few minutes. And this report also brought to you by Club Fitness. Stop by Club Fitness today for free enrollment February. That's right. Get free enrollment, then just $10 a month, no contract. Get moving with free enrollment. Offer ends February 28th. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. If you or anyone you know benefited from laser surgery, thank Patricia Era Bath, an African-American ophthalmologist and inventor of the laser phaco probe, which is used to remove cataracts from the eye. Fred McKinley Jones had no formal education, but went on to invent the Thermo King, a cooling device that transports fresh food from point A to point B so you can have fresh lettuce from Florida in the winter. He also invented a device to transport blood and plasma to our troops abroad.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you one of 75 million Americans covered by your employer's group life insurance plan? If so, you may not have enough life insurance coverage to meet your needs. I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, and because SelectQuote is independent, we act in your best interest to get unbiased price quotes from highly rated life insurance companies, then help you compare those free quotes to get the term life insurance policy best for you. Dean, a healthy 35-year-old, called me and purchased a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. SelectQuote makes it easy to get the coverage you need at the lowest possible rates from the companies we represent. Visit SelectQuote.com or call us now.
For your free quote, call 1-800-994-3188. That's 1-800-994-3188. 1-800-994-3188. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size, risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free 5-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-900-6737. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel, and it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row. And now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-900-6737. 1-800-900-6737.
What is Broadway Ford Truck Sales, you ask? For sales, service, parts, and rentals, there's only one that's the real deal, Broadway Ford Truck Sales. Hey, don't take my word for it. Here's someone who knows Broadway Ford Truck Sales inside and out.
Hi, I'm Terry Wojtowicz, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's over 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford Business Preferred Dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles, but we also carry the full line of personal trucks and SUVs. If you're in the market for a newer used truck, then Broadway Ford Truck Sales can help you. Stop by or give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Sales at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market Area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140. A proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Mimi to Ladue, town and country and more. Warson Woods to Winsville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing. Wherever you live, from Olivet to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live, Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Floors, your personal florist since 1883.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gogley.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show, Saturday at 5 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
It is the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland in for Franco Opinion today. Good to be here. It was good to hang out with Eon the Peon and Dan Strauss. And, well, that ended abruptly, didn't it?
Nice. It did.
Yeah. I have a, now, normally these play on the weekend. You can hear them, well, 9 o'clock, usually on Saturday night. We do a Bill on the Road hour as part of the program on 9 to midnight here on the Big 550. And also you can go to billontheroad.com, which is my website. That's like, that's my job now. So I get to travel around the country. I'm very fortunate and I get to meet a lot of interesting folks and get to learn a lot of really interesting things as well. And one of the interviews I did, and I mentioned it before the break, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I used to live in Southern California and I've been to the Hollywood Walk of Fame numerous times, and it's always sort of funny. When people would come to visit, they'd want to go and see the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And it is interesting, but it's not Hollywood in general is not as glamorous as you would think it is. But the Hollywood Walk of Fame still is, it's been going on for a long time, and it is a big sightseeing thing that everybody wants to go and see. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to chat with one of the people who are in charge of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And so you kind of get a sneak peek here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. You'll hear this for anybody else. And so, Ian, go ahead and roll it. Anna Martinez works with the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, and she's in charge of planning ceremonies for celebrities getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Anna, thanks for being on the show this weekend.
Well, thank you for calling.
Let's start with a little history. How long ago did the Walk of Fame kind of get started, and I guess maybe why on earth did it get started?
The Walk of Fame was created, the idea, in 1958 by a couple of chamber executives who were sitting at a restaurant and talking about how people were always saying, "Where are the stars? We want to see the stars." And, you know, you don't see stars all the time in
right.
Hollywood. I mean, every once in a while. And so they created this idea of putting stars. First of all, it was going to be on a ceiling of a building.
Hmm.
And then they said, let's put it on the sidewalk. And so they got the okay from the city. There was an assessment charged to the merchants on Hollywood Boulevard and Vine Street. And they selected about 1,558 celebrities to have their stars put down. There were no ceremonies. This is for the construction of the stars. They put 2.5 miles worth of stars on the sidewalks.
Okay.
In the late 70s, and it was a tourist attraction, by the way, so that's why they did it. They wanted to have the tourists see the stars and bring more tourists. By the late 70s, they started doing the ceremonies. I believe Danny Thomas was one of the people who helped dedicate a star. And then, you know, it went on as chamber executives and people like that. And there are 5 categories, radio, TV, movies, live performance, and recording. So some people that qualify in one or two genres can have 2 stars. It's not as common now, but back in the day they could get more than 1 star.
Now here's I know a little trivia, Anna. This is all I know.
Okay.
And I don't even know all of it. There's like one guy that has all 5 stars, right? All 5 categories, right? There's like one person.
Correct.
And it's Oh, you're gonna give me the answer. Gene Autry.
I'm sorry. You tell me. You tell me. I want
Gene
to know right.
Gene Autry. Yes. Right? Rudolph the yes. Red-Nosed Reindeer. He sang that, right? Wasn't that the guy?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all I know.
And then the song, he also wrote Here Comes Santa Claus.
Right, okay.
When we used to do the Hollywood Christmas Parade. Well, it's still going on. Chamber used to do the Hollywood Christmas Parade, so that was one of the songs as well.
All right. That's all I know, Anna. So the rest is all you.
Okay.
So you mentioned all these stars. So how does a star get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? For example, I mean, I couldn't show up at your office and say, hey, I do this talk show. I think I deserve a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who can have a star, and how do they get one?
Well, you wouldn't be the first one to ask for a star. It's a nomination process. We have a committee of five people plus a chairperson who are experts, one in each category. They have to have worked in that field. I was lucky enough to get, in the last 2 years, about four people that have Walk of Fame stars themselves.
Okay.
And so, basically, the committee meets once a year in June. Anyone can nominate someone with the written permission of a celebrity. And they also have to be responsible for the sponsorship fee of $30,000 if they're selected.
$30,000. So is that what it costs to 30 grand? So what does all that money go to?
Well, 15 of it goes to a trust that does the repairs.
Okay.
Of the stars, which right now we're in a multi-million-dollar repair situation for these stars because they're over 50 years old.
Sure.
And they need a facelift. And that 15 goes to the trust. They repair the stars with that. And then the other 15 goes to the ceremony, the publicity, the production, photography, you know, for our archives, the making of the star on the ground, and the replica plaque that the person gets. So okay. It pays for security and things like that.
Okay. And then who actually has to come up with that 30 grand?
Well, the sponsors are generally studios, recording labels. I've had fans raise money. I've had fans do fundraisers to give their favorite celebrity, you know, to pay for their sponsorship.
Sure.
A long time ago, Liza Minnelli got a star, and her fans raised the money by having bake sales.
Hmm.
And they would also show her movies at somebody's house and pay an entry fee, admission fee. So it was really cute. It was really cute.
Yeah.
Dean Seymour was another one whose fans raised the money. Dean Stockwell was another one. So the fans love to get involved.
And I know from your Facebook page, from the Hollywood Walk of Fame Facebook page, which is where I got in touch with you, actually, first of all. And I know that you're really kind of right in the thick of it. You're at all these different ceremonies for these stars getting their star on the Walk of Fame. And you can so maybe if you want to share a story or two about, because you're there, and we don't get to usually be a part of that. So what are some fun stories that you can share?
Well, I do like to share my stories on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And the fans love it. They love to interact with me. You know, sometimes they get a little upset about who was selected. You know, we try to make everybody happy as to, you know, somebody likes this person, somebody doesn't. So, you know, it gets a little crazy.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed when Ryan Seacrest got one. I don't get that. But that's me. That's
why?
Just me. I don't know.
He got the radio.
I don't know.
People made comments about that. But I will tell you, he got it in the radio category. He had been in more than 10 years.
Yeah.
And he had more press than any other radio person that has had a star.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
Yeah. He was very popular. Again, we, you know, different strokes for different folks. We try to please everybody. But, you know, one story I have is Joan Rivers got her star right in front of our office, in front of next to the Roosevelt Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny Grant, who was the longtime chairman, who I worked with for many years,
mm-hmm.
He does a speech. They do a speech. So his speech was about her career. And he starts talking about she has created a dynasty of fashion with her jewelry line and so and so. And then he says, well, let me introduce her. Her name is Joan Collins.
Oh, boy.
And Joan Rivers pushes Johnny aside, and she says, it's okay, Johnny. I've been called a bitch before. So that was kind of funny. And then we have the fans that are in love with the boy bands.
Oh, boy.
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
We just did that one. And I'm in constant Twitter mode with these ladies who are crazy about them. I have fun with it. I should be doing more, you know, other stuff, but I do enjoy talking to them. But they fly in from all over the world. We had girls fly in from Peru and Spain and from all over the country. Those are fun. I love that.
So when they get a star on the Walk of Fame, so Ryan Seacrest gets a star on the Walk of Fame. Other than that sort of ceremony, is Ryan Seacrest, he's never coming back to look at that star again, is he? How does that work? Do they ever come back and, you know, what do they, polish up their star or what?
I think he has. And I will tell you that a lot of them do come back. Hmm. They bring back their grandkids. They bring back their families. Ray Parker Jr.
Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah, and he's written many other songs besides that song. And he wrote me an email. Sometimes I keep in touch. He says, Anna, I'm going to tell you, I come back and visit my star every once in a while. So that's kind of nice to hear. So once they get to the ceremony, they get so excited because the fans are hyped up, they're screaming, and they don't realize until they get there, wow, this is exciting, and I'm so thrilled. And we have some really touching moments and some really fun moments. So.
And then how many people get a star each year? Did you tell me that?
We average about 24.
Okay.
I've produced more than 600 ceremonies, so and everyone is different. It's like planning a wedding because you need a guest list, you need to invite the press, and then I have the recipients invite their family, and they're going crazy because they want more and more. And we have limited space and fire marshal to keep an eye on how much, you know, how safe it is with the amount of people we have.
Sure.
But, yeah.
And then my last question will be, what the heck do you do when you run out of stars? What's going to happen then?
Well, you know what? I probably won't be here when that happens. I'll be retired.
So you don't care.
On a sunny beach. No. We've started to double up on the boulevard, and we have plenty of room.
All right. Well, I know it's a fun thing for folks who are visiting Los Angeles and the Hollywood area to come and check that out. And so if folks want to kind of interact with you and see all the different stuff you're talking about and kind of get a behind-the-scenes look at some of the folks who are getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, what's a good website and what's your Twitter handle so they can check you out?
Our website is walkoffame.com. My Twitter is WOF Stargirl.
Stargirl.
And then that's what they call me. I should be Star Broad. I'm a little older than a girl. But also the Walk of Fame Facebook.
All right.
But behind the scenes stuff is my Facebook and the Twitter. So it's a lot of fun.
All right. Plenty of ways to get in touch. Well, this was fun. I'm so glad that you connected and so glad we had a chance to chat. And the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a great place to check out. Anna Martinez, thanks so much for joining us this weekend. Really appreciate it.
Okay, Bill, thank you for calling. You don't have to be a star, baby.
Meet me. Let's head airborne now and check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. First of all, this report's brought to you by Staples. They have great deals for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to services like setup and repair, even free recycling of your old technology. Make on budget happen. Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. We're looking at eastbound 40 now, and you've got a police stop. It's on the right shoulder, but it's right before Mason. Traffic a little bit slow from 141. To the, where this stop is, and then things open up. It looks like we've got steady volume off the pace from southbound 270 from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown eastbound 40, that was jamming up from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, you were heavy from the park to the Poplar Street Bridge. And also we've got a report of an accident at Lindbergh near Newhalls Ferry. Looks like we may also have some incident on southbound 270 now, just before Manchester, blocking the left lane. This traffic report also brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company with their new Asian-inspired broth bowls. Savor a lentil, quinoa, or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When storms rain down on the Midwest,
Metro St. Louis turns to KTRS.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
The most painful part about going to the dentist for me? Getting the bill.
No, it's paying the bill.
Yeah, you're right. It is paying the bill.
If you don't have dental insurance, paying dentist bills can be really painful. Just a simple cleaning can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. All the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-5669. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So take some of the pain out of paying the bill. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-5669. 1-800-508-5669.
Shall we talk about the weather?
Nothing but blue skies ahead.
One day it's nice, one day it's cold.
And it's gonna rain tomorrow.
And now to continue with the report of local weather.
This weather report comes to you from the Government Weather Bureau.
You want to hear this.
When you need accurate weather information to start your day,
remember, you've got Fox 2 meteorologist Glenn Zimmerman.
Every weekday.
Every weekday.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-1851. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-1851. 1-800-700-1851.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville.